Merry Christmas. Our scripture reading this morning comes from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 through 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. You have multiplied the nation, you have increased its joy. They rejoice before you, as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil, for the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the tramping warrior in battle tumult and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, if you've been here throughout our Advent series, you know that the sermon series was designed to tie in with our children's Christmas play, the themes highlighted in our children's Christmas play, and attached with that were the ornaments. This morning, we're going to be talking about the lights. So we've talked about the ornaments, and now we're talking about the lights. So this great light that Isaiah is talking about is this long-awaited Messiah, this Messiah that was part of the religious culture, but really the political culture, the culture of the Israelite people. It consumed really every aspect of their life, this awaiting for the Messiah. In the language of Isaiah, rights. The verbiage is as if it has already happened. It's written in past tense. And so it's something that the prophet Isaiah and the people of Israel believed so much that when they spoke of it as if it had already happened. So this is the light that we're talking about this morning. And it's not just because Christmas lights are pretty that we have them on Christmas, but it's because of what they remind us. You know, my family spends a lot of evenings leading up to Christmas. We drive around and we look at Christmas lights, or we've gone and to see Christmas displays all around. I think all of my children love Christmas lights, maybe Everett especially. Everywhere I go with Everett, it's Christmas lights. Daddy, Christmas lights. And I think every child likes Christmas lights, which is probably why I like them so well. But Christmas lights, whether they're candles or bulbs, are a wonderful reminder of the light that came into that world that first Christmas. Everything changed. Really, everything. You know, it's the old analogy of stepping into a dark room and somebody turning on the light. Or I remember, as a child, when the Christmas lights would come on in the midst of darkness, and you have this sparkling glory shining around you. And that's the light that we have in Christ. This is what Jesus seeks to do in our hearts, as he seeks to step into the darkness of our lives, and to shine those bright and glorious lights. And we all have those dark places, don't we? And maybe even if you think that you might not, the world around us is certainly full of them. Dark places where we long to see the light shine into. Christmas is a wonderful reminder that although things may seem dark now in our lives or in the world around us, that there is a light. The thing that we need to remember is that light has already been turned on. that we no longer are living in darkness. But it's hard to see the light if our eyes are closed. So sometimes we simply need to open our eyes or to pray for the eyes of our heart to be opened. You remember that classic praise song, "Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I want to see you." And so that's my prayer for us this Christmas, is that God would open up the eyes of our hearts, that we would be able to see that the light has already been turned on, that even in the midst of the darkness that may appear, that there is a light that far outshines it. And so for at least a few more days, I'm sure that as we travel, we'll see Christmas lights around us. I'm one of those people that's okay with Christmas lights staying up for a while. And you know, really, they can stay up, you know, indefinitely as long as they're not turned on, right? No, but for the next few days, as you drive around and you see Christmas lights shining, I would encourage you to pause for a moment and think about what they represent. You know, seemingly everywhere that we go, houses of people that we know who are not yet believers, businesses, everywhere is okay with turning on Christmas lights. And it's a reminder that for us that even in places that where there's darkness or places where there is not yet belief in Jesus, that light is already shining. We need to open our eyes to it. You know, when I was a kid, there was a VBS craft where we made bracelets where the different color beads represented different things. Like red was the blood of Christ, or blue was our baptism, or green was growth, gold was eternal life. Friends, we can do exactly the same thing as we look at the multicolored strands of Christmas lights. You know, red can remind us of Herod's anger at the Christmas time. It can also help us remember to point, looking forward to the blood of Christ that was shown. White reminds us of the purity of Mary or our forgiveness. Blue, you know, points forward to, the life of Christ, Him walking on water, Him saying that I can be the living water in your life. Your baptism. Green, you know, growth within us, how God grows and changes us. It can be a reminder how Jesus frequently retreated into the wilderness in order to spend time with His Father. Gold, eternal light, the glory that shines around us. And then purple, the reminder that Jesus is our King, that He may have been born in a lowly location, but He's the King of the universe. So Heavenly Father, we pray that You would open the eyes of our heart, that You would help us to see Jesus, to help us to see how He has shown up this holiday season throughout our lives, throughout history. We pray that You would show up right now. Heavenly Father, we pray that we would see You moving and working in the world around us, that Your light would shine brightly and that it would shine brightly through us. We thank You for a world full of reminders that the light has already been turned on. We pray these things in Your Son's holy name. Amen.